You're listening to Bianca's Holistic Way podcast, where we discuss health, mindset, spirituality, and all things self-help. I get deep with leaders and share solo episodes to remind you of your inner power and allow you to gain wisdom of imbalances and root causes so that you can live with inspiration. Say it with me or write it down. I am receiving all of the miracles coming my way because I'm worthy of them. Our sponsor, Microbalance Health Products, provides clinically proven non-toxic cleaning products, homeopathic formulations, and professional grade supplements to help you conquer mold, whether it's inside your home or inside your body. I use their EC3 mold solution concentrate and their fogger, as you've probably seen me use, for years, and both of these have helped me tremendously on my healing journey. You can get 20% off store-wide or 10% off their fogger using the code capitals BHW at microbalancehealthproducts.com/BHW. All of this information can be found in the show notes. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want to get deep with you guys and get into outdated chronic illness advice that won't bring you wellness. I feel like this is so important. As you know, it took me 6 years to heal, and that's okay. It doesn't really matter about the time, but I express the time because there's a lot of gifts within the struggle. And I want to share some of those today because I'm still seeing the same thing that I was seeing back then. And I just feel like I want to rule it out and give you the truth now. So some of the outdated chronic illness advice that I'm seeing online is things like, it's just your nervous system. That's why you're still sick. Like, you're just dysregulated. It's just like the bacteria. It's just the parasite. It's just because you have parasites or you have, you know, a built up liver and you need to detox. Maybe you have some liver stones or gallstones and you should do a gallbladder cleanse. Oh, it's just this one thing, right? Does that sound familiar to you? Because that is something massive that's going on because, you know, I think some people are thinking that maybe it's best to just express this one area of their journey, or maybe they're not even realizing all the different moving pieces. But in my opinion, it's never just the one thing. It's all of it. Your health and your wellness is like the roots of a tree. There's multiple different roots leading to multiple different answers and questions. And once we understand that, we can come into this harmony with who we are. And so I really want you to know that it's outdated that it's just one thing, because it's certainly not. There is so much to you. You've had a childhood. You have a mindset. You have an energy body. You have programming in your mind, how you act, how you think based on what you've experienced. You have an emotional body. You do have a nervous system that does need to be balanced again. And you have an internal world as well as an external world of potential overwhelm in all these areas. And when I say all these areas, it is definitely not to overwhelm you, because in fact, it should be very simple to get through all of them and bring them back into harmonic balance. It's just a matter of understanding the simplicity of it all. And then there's a lot out there, and there's a lot of like different courses and different things that require months and months and months. And yes, timing is a thing. Sometimes I've seen some of them like 6 months course just to heal your brain. Honestly, I did it in like 3 weeks of just committing to something. And the biggest problem is that we don't even know how to set habits in order to do that. Anyway, that's a topic for like a whole nother time and like variables and nuances to that conversation. But let's just get really clear right now. I really want you to understand that it's not just one thing, and that is what's outdated. The truth is, you are a whole being, and you have so much power within you that you've forgotten. You do have a nervous system, you have a mindset, you have an energy body, emotional body, all the things. And in most cases, chronic illness is not just physical, it's all of it. Have you been discriminated or maybe gaslit for your experience? I'm sure you have. And that also affects our whole entire journey of finding wellness. We do not want to victimize ourselves here because we've already done that for so long. We just mention it because it's such a huge part of healing is to be able to know even how to set boundaries and have discernment for yourself. And so I want you to know, if you could take one thing from listening to this, it's that you are multifaceted. You have multi-layers to you. And you have multiple root causes that could be creating the body to be in dis-ease. Simply dis meaning out of ease. And so all we have to really do is align all parts of us and bring it back into harmony and balance. How do we even do that? Well, we have to first bring it back down to ourselves and just know that it's that. Because it's when we focus on it being just like one thing, as an example, okay, you're just focusing on your herbal protocol, but in your mind, every time you take that herb, every time you take that supplement, you're telling yourself that you're about to herx. Or you're like holding it in fear and you're taking it and you're swallowing it and then you are having a herx and you are feeling really bad. And what does that mean for your internal body? That means you forgot your mindset. That means you forgot your nervous system. That means you forgot how you really want to feel. That means you're feeling powerless. And that's what I'm trying to say. If we are only focusing on one area, then we're missing our whole being. And that's when we feel defeated. On the other hand, we feel overwhelmed because it's like, well, now I have all these things to do. That's not true as well, because you already have a programming and a way of being for each area. You already have a nervous system that's acting in a particular way. So that's creating energy. Whether you think it is or not, like you're always doing something. So it's just a matter of getting it balanced. You know, you already have mindset loops. And in most cases, they're not serving you. If you're still feeling overwhelmed from chronic illness, they may not be serving you. And then you've got your internal dialogue and how you're speaking to yourself and how you feel about yourself every day. What is that like? And then the external world comes and we've got the doctors gaslighting us. We've got the friend that's like looking at us with that strange face or like just the lack of empathy from others. The truest answer is you can give all that to yourself. You can balance all those areas and find yourself pretty rapidly when you know how to actually set habits, when you know how to actually balance them all. And the thing that I did was go into all these different areas for so long and just like keep not integrating them, only to realize that I could have just done them from my bed in a really quick way and didn't realize that I could do that. And it took me a while to figure out that like I could simply add all these things into my everyday. And over time, I just kept getting healthier and healthier and healthier. So in saying that, the outdated is that it's just one thing. And the truth is, it's all of you, every part of you. And guess what? There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing that you need to fix. It's just that there's a new way of being calling for you, a new way of ease and flow, and it gets to be all of you. So I want to give you some tips when it comes to this awareness that you may have now. I want to remind you to stop outsourcing your truth. And especially when you see something like that, when it's like just one thing and you're like, no, it's not. It's all parts of me. When you feel that, that's your intuition. That's your truth. So please remind yourself to go back to that part of you. I also have like a little bit of my like radar or like Heidi senses or like red flags going when I see someone say, "It's you need this diet," the best thing I ever did for diet was come back to the realization that, hey, when I eat this and I eat that, I feel really good. And when I eat this and I eat that, I don't feel good. And it was like when I would obsess over these things that I just like was never feeling good. And then when I would accidentally stuff up because, hey, we're human, then I would feel so bad about myself and it would just create another cycle of, hey, how can we beat on ourselves again today? Like, stop. Go back to who you are and your intuition. Eat the things that feel good. You know, it's about, I shared this on my Instagram story the other day as well. Like, it's about knowing that 99% of the time you're healthy, you're aware of what's going on, but you're also in coexistence with this world. Because when you feel like, oh, when I eat that, I'm this, and like you're thinking about all the poisons and all the toxins and all the things, like it's so unempowering and exhausting. Like, I really just want to remind you that you get to continue to choose you, that you get to coexist with what's going on, and 99% of the time, you're healthy. Like, that's the mindset. The mindset can't be when you're eating that thing, oh, I feel so bad about myself. Like, our body keeps score. It listens to everything that we say and it feels what we say and what we hear and what we expand our lives with. You know? So my biggest tip there is to stop outsourcing your truth and come back to your truth, your own feelings. How do you feel when that happens to you? Start becoming aware of that. The next part is to just release the fear. It's kind of like plays on that same answer, like just releasing our fear and choosing awareness. Yeah, okay, I accidentally drank the wrong water. I am definitely still healthy and my body can handle it. As an example, the other day I had a leak in my shower and I've gone through hell with mold. Like, you guys would know, I've gone through hell with mold. And I just, because I worked on regulating my nervous system every day for at least 3 weeks and then added it in when I needed to, I like to do things for at least 21-day cycles. So then like they just become natural. Did that, had a leak, stayed so calm. And the only thing that kind of overwhelmed me was that I had to cancel some clients because I had to have someone come immediately. But guess what? I knew the tools. The drying agent was there. Everything was fixed, done, and there was no moisture in my roof. And I actually did it with a pretty calm, balanced state, and I wasn't worried. So just showing you that, like, it could be black or it could be white. Like, we get to choose fear, or do we choose like, it's okay, how can things get brighter? It's going to work out for me. If this is happening, what else is happening better? And just choosing every day to work on our nervous system and work on those parts of us, so then when it does happen, we don't have to experience fear. We get to be quite balanced. Easier said than done, because it's something that takes time for integration. So I might be saying that to you and you're like, well, that's easy to say for you because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hey, hold on a moment. Let's just come back to the surface and the truth. The truth is that there is all these different moving parts to you, and that the truth is that it needs to be integrated for it to be made sense of. If you haven't implemented something and I'm saying something to you, you're going to probably be arguing back with the negative feeling that's associated with the programming or the conditioning or the lens in which you're in this moment. And so the truth is the integration and implementation of work and service and beautiful things to ourselves, like regulating our nervous system, equals being able to release fear and be grounded, even when there's mold again, even when there's a leak. You know, we have the tools now for our mind, body, and soul, and we have the tools now because we've learned how to physically look after something. So all parts of us matter. And last but not least, I want to remind you that it's okay to be the observer of you. I'm saying all these things to you, but notice now for yourself. Take some tips from here and start to notice when I'm taking my supplements, what am I thinking? When I'm watching that person on Instagram telling me that it's just this one thing, do they feel like they're coming from fear? How does that feel? Simply choosing to observe is the best scenario for you, because then you'll know what's best for you. Then you'll know, oh, I can observe and see how I feel, and like that either works for me or doesn't work for me. So I really wanted to remind you of that, that there's all these moving parts to you. If you can stop outsourcing your truth, trust your intuition, release the fear and choose awareness and be your own observer of your feelings and then create the outcome from there, things truly do start to find ease. And so, with saying that, I want to remind you that your healing journey is a whole approach. It gets to be simple. Make sure you're not following people or outsourcing from people that are making it very extreme or overwhelming. Take some time off social media. Get some sunlight, get some grounding. Be around things that bring you joy. But remember, if it's not working, it's because maybe we're in the outdated way of being and we're seeing it as, oh, it's just the protocol, it's just the parasite, when it's absolutely not. You have a physical body, an emotional body, an energy body, a mindset, a nervous system, an internal world, and then you have a choice how you respond to your external world by understanding all parts of you. So if you can take some of those tips away today, I pray they bring you more wellness, more groundedness. Take some deep breaths with me before we jump off, because I want to remind you that just simple breath and holding your heart can completely support your body through all of these things. It's such a simple way. And you know, I always share that it was when I realized like the hands that I needed and the heart that I needed was attached to me, I was honestly set free. So let's allow you to be set free before we jump off. So taking some breaths, I want to take three with you. So inhaling fully through the nose. And on the exhale, fully releasing out all the way. And on the inhale, breathing in wellness. And on the exhale, fully releasing anything that's creating dis-ease, overwhelm, all the things. And last one, breathing in. I think I said three, but we did four, but that's fine. Let's do it. Breathing in, and then fully releasing out. And then I just want you to place both hands on your heart center and just be reminded, as you place those hands, rubbing in circular motions, and be reminded that you are so powerful, that all these moving parts need your love and your support. So notice them. If you're feeling lost, if you're feeling imbalanced, remember that you have everything you require within. Seek safe support, but know that you're so powerful in every single moment. I am wishing you all so much love. I will speak to you all soon. And before we go, I want to remind you that wellness is all areas and all layers of you in balance and harmony. Blessings, and so it is. Thank you for joining this episode. I just want to let you know the willingness to show up for yourself is not something that everyone's willing to do, but you are. So you've got this, we've got this, and I'm really proud of you. I also just want to remind you that all the information shared on this episode will be found in the show notes. You can find that in the link of my Instagram, Bianca's Holistic Way. If you're interested in any of my services or the guest services, all that information will also be found there. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone who may benefit, or leave me a 5-star review. It helps others find the podcast too.
And most importantly, I want you to remember that you are powerful and that you have everything within. Bless, and I'll speak to you soon.